Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is the worthy one. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. What a good God we serve. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And if this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, it's simply because it's your time to be here. So pay attention to the Lord. He has a plan for you, and he's going to reveal it to you as we go forward today. Before I get going further on into the broadcast, how do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways. Just type into your browser TBHM. That's short for Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org, tbhm.org. It will take you also there by going in, just by typing in Touched by Him, all one word, touchedbyhim.org. It'll take you right to our website at the bottom of the homepage there. You can get our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Click on the phone tab there. You can call us, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your message while you're calling. And if you're calling for prayer, we'll pray with you immediately. We'll come into agreement with your prayer. You know, and where two or more agree, asking anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, he's going to do it for us. And, you know, the fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men avail much. And I'm speaking of the race of man. We know how to pray here at the ministry. So, you know, we pray for your prayer requests as they come in. Also, you can email us, you know, send in your prayer requests that way. God is on the move. Believe on him for whatever it is. Salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. The spiritual realm, the soulish realm of the mind, the will, and the emotions, the physical realm of your body. By his stripes you are healed. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The punishment for your peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. So believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Put his word first place. And Jesus is the word. Put him, Jesus, first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. The benefit of doing it that way through the mailing list or the email address is we print them out. We hard copy all the email prayer requests we get in. We lay hands on them, you know. Just like, you know, in remote presence, we lay hands on the sick, they recover. We lay hands on the six emails and they recover. Blessed be his holy name. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a man that he can lie, and he loves you, and he loves you dearly. So blessed be his holy name. You know, also Touched by Him Ministries, if you want to support us financially, you know, if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, sow your financial seed into it. And we constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your sown seed will do just that. And you can expect a return, and respect it now. And we're living right now in the time of the fulfillment of Amos 9 and 13, where it reads, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed." Your seed, your financial seed, will bear fruit. Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And with the measure that you give, it's measured back to you. And this is a time of great reward like never before. So on our donate page, you can send us a check, Touched by Him Ministries, or TBHM, for whatever amount you want to send it to. Or you can go to our website and mail it to us at the homepage at the bottom there, our mailing address. Also, you can click on the donate button on our donate page, and it'll take you over to where you can make a donation with your debit or your credit card. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. So there you go. Also on our website, we have many different pages out there. One of them is for emergency preparedness. Jesus said in Matthew 24 verses 4 through 8, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginning of sorrows." You know, we believe it's wisdom here at the ministry, Touched by Him Ministries, to be prepared for unexpected interruptions in our normal food supplies, water supply, fuel sources for lighting, heating, cooking, medicines, available cash to operate and transact with in the event of a catastrophic bank failure, things similar to or greater than what happened to many in the USA during the years of the Great Depression. It's wisdom to have a minimum 30-day plan to get along without the conveniences currently taken for granted now in your everyday life. Just think about the people involved in the government shutdown and how they got cut off there with their finances. You know, terrible thing to happen, but you know, got to be prepared for that type of stuff. And on that emergency preparedness page, we have just some suggestions of where you could go to purchase some things for yourself to have a supply of food on hand. One of them we have is that Satchel water filtration. What a neat thing that is. They have this thing called a gravity bag, and you can literally, it doesn't work for salt water, but in fresh water, it's such an effective tool if you ever found yourself short of drinking water. What a great way to go. It's designed to be used with freshwater lakes, rivers, streams, and not to be used with salt water, as I said, but it removes 99.9999% of bacteria and 99.999% of parasites. And you can view the data on that from the Satchel website. There's no pumping or external power required. You just hang the bag from an elevation like a tree and allow gravity to pull the water through the filter. And voila, you have good, safe drinking water, essential for any emergency preparedness kit. So protect yourself from contaminated water when disaster strikes. That's the purpose of it. So anyway, those are the type of things. That filter, you know, it's put into non-PBA leaching plastics, and it filters up to 1,320 gallons of water. So my God, that'll last you for quite some time. But anyway, it'll get you through in a pinch when you need it. Those are the types of things we have out there. I can encourage you to go there. We don't make any money off of any of that. I'm just giving you sources that you can go to take care of yourself. You know, just understand this. Walk in the light as we are in the light. And in these last days, you know, perilous times come of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. And if you're prepared, you know, God makes the way for you. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And that's what you all you really need to do and know, and do what he tells you to do. You can go forward with victory and live the life in Christ Jesus and totally be unaffected about what is going on. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So clearly understand his divine will for your life, and we're instructed to walk in the light just so we don't stumble in the darkness. And that's all you got to do, man. God loves you. He's for you. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? Also, the media page, our you know, I'm always forgetting to do this, but our broadcast on the radio, if that's where you're listening to us from, is limited to 30 minutes, but the messages always go beyond that. So we have to interrupt the message at the end of that 30 minutes. However, if you go to the website, touchedbyhim.org, look for the media page. There you'll find the week of 11/9/2025, and on that particular page, click on that image of that particular week, and you can re-listen to this broadcast in its entirety. A lot of Word of God comes your way. I'm going over that right now in the Word of God. Last week I started the teaching on mountain moving faith. You know, you have the faith of God. You have the God kind of faith, and Jesus told us to speak to the mountains, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," and not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. That's a powerful punch there for you, but go get with it, you know, so God, because God is for you, but he wants you to understand it and go forward with that. In that lies your victory. So anyway, go back and listen to the radio week of 11/2/2025. And you can hear that message, and then go forward with the week of 11/9. If you're driving in your vehicle going down the highway, you can stream it over your internet connection, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Either one of those addresses in your browser will take you to our website. Click on the media page and listen to the broadcast. There's always 6 to 8 weeks of messages out there for you to help you get going and keep going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So anyway, I'm going to pick up again with the type of faith that you have, the God kind of faith, and how you can use it and put it to work in your life. Romans 12 and verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Now, this isn't every man as in the entire world. It's only the race of man, male and female, that are born again, that we're talking about Christians here. So don't confuse that with other scripture when he's talking about the whole world. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And you got to understand that. Paul was talking about people in the world. They don't have that measure of faith. It's only the born again who, when they believe in their heart and confess with their mouth Jesus is Lord, they receive the God kind of faith. All believers do have the God kind of faith. Paul said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." And so all believers have faith. And so why don't you get saved? Or you know, here's where a lot of believers make a mistake. They say, "My trouble is I don't have any faith." But that's not true, for you were given the measure of faith, and that's what Paul said. And if you're born again, you have the measure of faith. So if you're not born again, on our website you can go to the prayer of salvation. Just go there and say the prayer. It's in quotes in a paragraph there. But when you believe in your heart and you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, and you're sincere about the prayer when you say it, God will take you at your word, and he knows if you're sincere with him or not. And immediately you will be translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And by saying that prayer, You know, you are born again. It's really that simple. Just mean what you say, because God means what he says, and you've been created in his image. So you at that moment receive the prayer of, or the gift of faith, for by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You know, if you really don't have faith, then you're not saved. But what you need to do is get saved, and that will solve your problem of not having faith. And the truth about the matter is all believers have faith. So the Bible says, but many believers don't, are the truth about the matter is that all believers have faith, and I've just read you the scripture. The Bible says so, but many believers don't recognize it, or they realize it, and they're not using their faith. So you have to use the faith you have, and when you do that, it's a spiritual force, and it will go to work with the words that you've said. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you get saved by faith, translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and then you get to be able to become a mountain mover by exercising your faith. So that's what you've got to do. Don't take sides against God. That's so many Christians, that's what they do. They're taking sides against God, against the Bible, against themselves, without recognizing what they're doing. They wouldn't do it if they knew for sure just what they're doing, but they keep talking about how they don't have any faith. And that just that's taking sides against God, because every time you say you don't have faith, you're unconsciously saying, God, you lied to me. You told me a lie. God's word is God speaking. God and his word are one, just like you and your word are one. You know, if your word is no good, you're no good. And if God's word is no good, then he's no good. But God's word is good, and God and his word are one. And God's word says that you have faith. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, the same exact faith that he uses and operates with every single day of existence, you know, all throughout eternity. Romans 12, verse 3, read it again. You have a measure of the God kind of faith. God's word says you do. You have a measure of the kind of faith that created the worlds in the beginning. You have a measure of the mountain moving faith. So you got to work with God. How does God give the sinner faith to be saved? The Bible tells us very simply. So then, this is Romans 10, verses 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you'll read Romans chapter 10, you'll see that Paul is talking here about salvation and about getting faith to be saved. Romans 10, 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. What is the word of faith, or that is the word of faith which we preach? Notice God's word is called the word of faith, because God's word builds faith. God's word causes faith to come to the heart of those who are open to it. Romans 10, 9, 10, 13, and 14 reads this, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, has raised Jesus from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You can't believe without hearing, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What's the way? That's the way faith comes, by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Too many times, you know, we hear a little bit of the word and a whole lot of something else in a service. That's the reason there's not much of a faith-producing element to those services. You know, I tell people all the time, if what you hear preached, whether it's in one of my messages or meetings or somebody else's, doesn't cause faith to come and build faith in your spirit, then it either isn't the word of God or else you're not hearing it. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10, verse 17. A lot of times people can sit in a meeting and the word of God just goes in one ear and out the other ear, so to speak. That'll happen to you if you're just reading God's word. Always ask the Holy Spirit to come and lead you and guide you into all truth. Call your attention to every word when you're reading the word of God out loud to yourself every day. Because, like I say, when faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when you read the word of God out loud to yourself, keeping it coming in your ears and keeping it coming in your eyes, that word will cause faith to come. So in other words, you're sitting there in a meeting or reading the word, but there you're not listening. And if what you hear preached doesn't cause faith to come, it's either because God's word isn't being preached or else you aren't hearing it. So many times what we hear preached in many areas and many quarters is really not the word. Now, sometimes folks will quote a scripture and put their own interpretation on it, but that's not going to build faith. Let the scripture interpret themselves. Find other scriptures beside just one to prove what you're saying. You can't build doctrine on just one verse. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. That's Deuteronomy 19:15, Matthew 18:16, 2 Corinthians 13:1. I've seen people and even ministers sometimes take a verse of scripture out of its setting and try to build a doctrine on it. And they've done this when actually there were other verses of scripture on the same subject they could have used to get a clearer picture of what the Bible was talking about, but they didn't listen to the other scriptures because they wanted it the way they believed it. Some fellows seem to have gone to seed on some subjects and have taken them to extremes. And some of those subjects are very unimportant. Sometimes folks have majored in the minors. In other words, instead of majoring in the main subjects of God's word, the things that are important like faith, they major in the minor things that aren't as important. So here's why faith is so important. It's an important subject, and it's the most important subject in the whole Bible. A man who has never preached faith has never preached the Bible, and there's not anything in the Bible as important as this subject, the subject of faith. You can't even be saved without faith, because by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's Ephesians 2 and verse 8. You can't live for God without faith. You can't please God without faith, because the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please Him. That's Hebrews 11, 6. The Bible also says we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. This Christian walk that we are in right now, believer, is a faith walk. You can't fight spiritual battles without faith, because the Bible says the only fight we're supposed to fight is the fight of faith. It says, fight the good fight of faith. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. So always know that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And whenever I try to preach faith all the time, because it is the most important subject. So whenever I'm given message, my desire strictly is to give you, listener, the word. You know, I learned this a long time ago from a preacher, a very famous about the word of God, Kenneth E. Hagin. And when I do that, faith will come. And people get saved, but no wonder, when the word of God isn't preached, no wonder nobody comes forward, because faith wasn't preached so that God might save them. So anyway, know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, Paul writes, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. the Apostle Paul is doing the writing. He's writing to the church at Corinth. He includes himself with the church at Corinth. What applies to the church at Corinth applies to the church in your hometown today. It applies to the church anywhere. So we know who Paul is writing to in this verse. He's writing to believers. He says, we having the same spirit of faith. Paul says having, not trying to get, not praying for it, not hoping for it, not struggling to get it. We have it. What spirit of faith is it that we have? According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Again, 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. That's the same spirit of faith, or the same kind of faith that Jesus is talking about in Mark 11, chapter 11, verses 20-24, especially in verse 23, which reads, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So, these two scriptures, verses, are talking about the same spirit of faith. Paul said, we have it, every believer has it. The faith that Mark 11:23 and 2 Corinthians 4:13 talk about is the God kind of faith, and every believer already has a measure of this God kind of faith. So you got to concentrate on this truth because it's scriptural, it's in the Bible, and I want you to say this out loud following me. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I have a measure of the God kind of faith. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created the worlds in the beginning. I have a measure of the mountain moving faith. So listen to yourself and say that over and over again until it registers on your spirit. Once God's word gets down there in your spirit, into your heart, it will control your life. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you. As Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and